So now we have to understand the continuation. After it says Baruch Hamakom Baruch Hu Baruch Shnasim Talam Ma'aseh Baruch Hu Keneged Arba Banim Dibratan, the Torah now talks about four kids.
What
does the kids have to do with anything that the Torah talks about four kids? You know, what does that mean? How is it a continuation from the words Baruch Shnasim Talam Ma'aseh Baruch Hu? How is the continuation from Hashem gave the Torah to His nation Israel? So in truth, it's time finally to decode the concept of fourness that we find in the Seder night that we know are all parallel. We just have to explain what the parallel is. Four cups of wine, which we say are connected, they're parallel to four different expressions of redemption. I save, I redeem, I take you. God used these four different verbs when describing the Exodus. So because there were four different verbs of being redeemed, we have the four cups of wine, and we know that's supposed to be parallel to the four sons. Right. The concept that the Mepharshim point out is a concept of fourness, like the night of the Seder, four questions of the Manishtana, etc., etc. Just to explain the concept of four, saying that the Maharal talks about both in context of the Seder as well in all his writings, that if a person is on flat space, right, a person standing on the ground, he has four directions he could go. He could go either forward, he could go to the right, he could go to the left, or you go backwards. These are the four possible directions. Any other direction is a combination between those four basic vectors. Right. We're talking about, again, that Seder night is a new world order, as we've mentioned many times. Right. So it's like the world is being finally finished, because the world until now is without order. So it's like raw substance, it's matter without form. Tonight the world goes from the potential to the actual. So now in actual existence, expansion, to make something out of something. So you have in expansion four possibilities, the four possibilities you mentioned. You move front, back, right, left. Right, anything that's bound by the laws of gravity only has these four basic options of how to expand. Like up and down is not an option, or beneath him is the ground that he stands on, and above him is the heavens that are inaccessible. Right. On Seder night, the world is like being recreated, because the whole world that we knew until that night is just formlessness. And tonight the world goes from the potential to the actual, and when going from potential to actual, you can move in four different directions to actualize your potential, the four directions that we mentioned. Okay, so this is the concept of fourness, that there is Seder night. And that's the concept that the redemption was said in four different verbs. That's to say that the redemption is all-encompassing. That from God saved us from every possible direction. Every different possible direction that there is in life. That these are the four major directions. All the many other directions are just different compounds of these four major possibilities. From every side, God saved us. The Exodus was an all-encompassing experience that we are free and under God alone from every which angle, from every perspective, in every which way, we're under God totally. Right, that's the concept of the four Lashonos of Geula. That's the concept of fourness, that in any which direction that life can possibly move, in every which direction, we're under God alone. Right. The redemption was totally surrounding us. Right. That's the concept of fourness. But now there's a new concept of children also. Right. Children is how we expand. So now, without a Torah, so it's just the concept of biological expansion, you don't have four different kids. You have four of the same, because if there's no concept of righteousness, there's no concept of a higher order to be a part of. So kids are kids. So not four different types of children. It's four of the same. But since Torah was given, Baruch Shenatan Torah L'Am Yisrael Baruch Hu, God gave us the Torah. And since we have a Torah, Keneged Arba Bandir Torah, because there's a concept of Torah now that we live by, so now we have four different types of children. And these four different types of children are parallel to the four different directions that one can move in, that all those different possible directions are within the Torah, and there are different ways of moving within the Torah. Right? The Chacham, right, the wise son, moves straight ahead. He moves straight ahead to go deeper and deeper into the Torah. Right? The Tam, the simple son, is, he deviates to the right. But to the right is not total opposition to moving forward. Right? The Shemi Odeh Lishol, right, so his problem is worse because he's oblivious. But Apasako, you educate him, you save him. So it's called that he deviated to the left, but to the left is not oppositional to moving forward. It's not forward, but it's not backwards either. So one has deviated to the right, which is considered to be better off than on the left, which is considered to be worse off, but neither are exclusive to moving forward. So that's the Tam to the right and the Shenu Yodeh Lishol to the left. But then you have the Rasha that, God forbid, is moving backwards, away from the Torah. But the amazing thing is, Keneged Arba Bani Dibra Torah, and the Torah speaks about four kids, that first of all, these four categories wouldn't exist in the first place if we were not a nation of Torah. If we weren't a nation bound by the Torah, right, we'd just be Stam, plain humanity. It would be four kids. Some are more refined, some are less refined. They wouldn't be four different categories. These four different categories are by virtue of their relationship or non-relationship to the Torah. Right? These four categories wouldn't exist if we wouldn't be a nation of the Torah. Right? So that's one aspect of saying, Keneged Arba Bandir Torah. The Torah speaks about four kids. There's a new concept of kids. There's Chacham, Rasha, Tam, and Shemi Yodeh Lishol. And kids wouldn't be categorized in these categories if we didn't have the Torah. They'd just be called kids, more refined, less refined. Since there's a Torah that we live by, so now we have different types of children, and they're different by virtue of their different types of relationship to the Torah. So that makes these four categories. But on a deeper level, Keneged Arba Bani Dibra Torah, the Torah speaks about four children, that the Torah has a response, and that's what we're going to see as we go through each one of the four kids. Each one will be its own session. The Torah explained the question, foresaw the question that they would ask, and the Torah gave an answer or prescribed the response. That means these four children stay within the framework of the Torah. The Torah envisioned them, and the Torah makes room for them, and the Torah gives a solution how to save them. And that goes even on the wicked son, even on the Ben Rasha, that seemingly is moving in the vector of backwards, away from the Torah. The Torah foresaw his question. And the Torah said how to respond. That means that there's room for him in the Torah also. There's room for all these four children in the Torah. The Torah makes room for them. The Torah caters their needs. And the Torah ultimately saves them and elevates them.